This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Wednesday, March 18, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. South Africa's largest labour federation has threatened another national strike should power utility Eskom's tariff application come in at or above the price path outlined by the National Energy Regulator of South Africa last year. Congress of South African Trade Unions General Secretary Zwelinzima Mavavi said that it had never agreed with NERSA's price path, which hinted to increases of 20 to 25% over the next 3 years. He said the union would oppose any move to grant such material increases. Mavavi also said that it wouldn't accept any upward revision until a national tariff policy had been properly established, with guarantees that the poor would be protected in an instance where tariffs rose materially. In June last year, NERSA revised the 2008-09 power tariff increase from the 14.2% sanctioned in December 2007 to a nominal 27.5% for the 12-month period ending March 31, 2009. The Department of Transport is planning to establish a bicycle manufacturing or assembly plant in South Africa. The plant will produce bicycles for its Shova Kalula or Ride Easy project. The DOT has issued an expression of interest in this regard. The project aims to ensure the rollout of 1 million bicycles by 2014. It forms part of government's program of action. It's expected to contribute to government's anti-poverty strategy and second economy interventions. It's also expected to promote the use of non-motorized transport, especially for low-income households. DOT spokesperson Sam Monareng said that only one manufacturing plant was being planned and that a specific province or region hadn't been determined. Also making headlines, work at the Kinshasa International Airport is back to normal following a two-day strike last week. Transnet's acting CEO Chris Wells defends the company's pipeline tariff application. Tata Communications is named as Seacom's anchor tenant. And the Gautrain project will create 148,000 jobs in the next 20 years. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.